Good morning, church, and I'm so happy to be able to come and join your worship service and also to deliver the message. Yeah, together we maybe have three staff from our Klang Valley branch, MBTS Klang Valley branch, and I believe some of you do not know where it is. It's just opposite your church, okay, the bungalow there. Let's welcome Diana, SJ, and Eric, and I think some of them you are very familiar. Yeah, thank you for introducing me. Yes, I joined MBTS as a lecturer in 1993. And then I have been appointed as the president since 1997. Yeah, by God's grace until today. I was so young during that time, and I'm still not too old today. Yeah, all because of God's grace. And let me tell you, I didn't really speak English in the year 1997. Yeah, but because of God's grace and also miracle, now I'll be able to share a little bit in English. And this is wonderful. And I want to tell you that, if our heart desire for something great happen, if our heart prepare for God doing something in our life and also in our church, then God will not disappoint us. We have read this passage, and you can see that today is a miracle happen later. And it is because, you see, a crowd, so many people, they were crowding around Jesus, and they want to listen to the word of God. Why you come here every Sunday? Why you attended church services in the past so many years, but nothing happened in your life, nothing happened in your heart? It's because you don't really desire or thirst for the word of God. As Jesus said that all those who are thirst and hunger will be filled. So do you have this thirst for God's work and also for the work of the Holy Spirit? If we are willing and we come to Him, we ask Him to do something in our life, and we are willing to prepare ourselves to wait upon Him, not only today, but this week, this month, this year. We won't let go until we see His glory. And let me affirm you that He will not disappoint you. And your family will have changes. And the church will be different. We thank God because when so many people surround Jesus and they are desire for God's work, and we see something great happen. Okay, and because there are so many people, so he saw at the water edge two boats left there by the fishermen who went washing their nets. And Jesus went up to one of the boats, and then he put out a little bit from the shore. And then he started to preach from the boat. And what I want you to see first is the boat has become the pulpit. And this is first thing that I want to encourage you, that mission is not going somewhere very far only. Mission should happen in your daily life, because doing mission should be a lifestyle rather than an event, rather than a program. Because if it is an event, an activity, or program, then after that time, maybe a few days, few weeks, or a month, then we thought that we have accomplished the task. But from the Bible, we know that evangelism and mission is a lifestyle. And you should make your marketplace the pulpit. to demonstrate God's love, to let people know about Jesus, and to let people know what happened in your life through Jesus. And we have these seven cultural things in our life, yeah, and we believe that all these should be our pulpit. In our family, in the church, or other people's religious activities, in their temples or mosques or anything, yeah, through the encountering and through our relationship, something from Jesus can be shared, can be demonstrated. Yeah, through the politic, through the multimedia, yeah, through the arts and through the business. And just now that we enjoy the song we sang together with the Sunday school kids, be the salt of the world. And we know that if we take salt, it tastes salty. If we take more salt, it makes us thirsty. If you are the salt of the world, means that the people around you, the people who come close to you, they will feel thirsty. They will see something special in your life. Whether they are millionaire, whether they are PhD, whether they have a very strong and very good body, but when they come close to you, because Jesus and the Holy Spirit is in you, and because you are the salt of the world, they will feel something lacking. And this is so important for us to do mission in our daily life and in our marketplace. To be the salt of the world. It's not that we feel thirsty when we see millionaire. It's not that we feel thirsty when we see Porsche, BMW, or bungalow, or other people, they have so-called magazine cover wives. We should let people who come close to us feel something lacking in their life, because Jesus is the only one who can really satisfy human beings. Make your marketplace the pulpit. And the marketplace itself, in fact, is our first mission field. Launch out into the deep. Yeah. We all know that the disciples, they are working so hard all night and not gaining anything. When Jesus says, go to the deep, contrast, we can contrast the narration, the description with John Gospel according to John chapter 21. In fact, that is almost a parallel description. Yeah? Disciple went to do fishing all night. They gained nothing. And then suddenly they heard a voice. They didn't recognize that it is Jesus. It was Jesus. But they heard something and they feel like they just have to do accordingly. They heard that, cast your net at the right side of your boat. And of course, we know that they have tried all night. They cast at the right side, they cast at the left side, they cast in front of the boat, they cast behind the boat. I think they also throw up and then they didn't see anything happen. But they heard Jesus' voice saying that, cast your net at the right side. Where is your right side? Where is your right side? The right side is the right side. the direction which God wants you to focus at. The path, the route, the journey which the Lord wants you to go. The method and the strategy which the Holy Spirit revealed and guided. And that is the right side. And we know that, yeah, they did it accordingly. Okay? They say that I've tried whole night, but we gained nothing. But now by obeying your word, we are willing to submit. By obeying your will, we will cast our nets. And we know what happened. Yeah. They threw their nets deep into the water. And then they have so many fish. They drew it, they pull it up. And the Bible say that the net nearly break. They pull up to the boat. And the Bible said the boat is sinking. In John chapter 21, when they pull up the net, wow, there are so many fish, and they are big fish, and they counted altogether 153 big fish. Yeah, if you have chance to go to Israel, I think some of us went to visit the Sea of Galilee, okay? There we'll have a half-day trip that we wouldn't miss, yeah? We went to the Sea of Galilee, the boats there, we praise and all this. And after this, all of us will be waiting for the lunch. And we are not going for Chinese restaurant. We are not going to the Jewish staff or anything. What we want is one big fish per person, and that is called St. Peter's fish. One of these 153 fish. A big fish, many big fish. And in John chapter 21, different from Luke chapter 5, the net was not breaking. So different story, am I right? But so similar. Yeah, what I want to remind you that we are doing mission since the church started. And you have tried to do this, tried to do that in your life, even in your business, in your ministry, in all kind of things. Try to bring some changes to your family or to your church. You have tried so many methods. You have tried so many people. But we must believe that with the thirst and hunger for God's work, with the thirst and hunger for the word of the Holy Spirit, something different is going to happen. Something new is going to happen. You must believe that. By submissions, miracle will happen. And you are going to be the fishers of men. And there will be lots of fish. You see, when the disciples saw all this, and Peter and the disciples came, okay, and knelt down in front of Jesus, say, I am a sinner. I am a sinner. Because he know that he didn't really believe before that miracle. In John chapter 21, okay, when they saw so many fish, and then someone shouted, it's Jesus! And Peter heard that. And we read the scripture. We know that Peter had one immediate action that he jumped into the sea. Yeah, And many people discuss why Peter jumped into the sea. Some say that he heard Jesus, he just want to jump and he want to swim, want to see Jesus as soon as possible. And someone said, no, Peter was so ashamed because he betrayed, denied Jesus three times. So when he heard it was Jesus, so he just hide himself into the water. And someone say, Peter is like this, okay? He just want to do something when he didn't know what to do. Just jump first, lah, okay? And then, however, he has to come up from the water. Come up from the water to the beach. Full of regretness, shame, because he betrayed Jesus' trust, denied him in front of so many people, even in front of the enemies. So he thought that Jesus will scold him. He walked slowly to the shore in the beach, and then he tried to see Jesus. And Jesus was preparing breakfast for him. Ikan bakar. It's time for you to come back to Jesus. Even all those online also, it's time for you to come back to Jesus. Come back. In fact, he knows you. He knows your failure. He knows your weakness. He knows your unfaithfulness. But it's time for you to come back. He is preparing something for you. Forgiveness. He will provide according to what you need in your spiritual lives to strengthen you so that you can be strong again. Come back to Jesus. Acknowledge that you are sick, you are weak, you are inadequate. Okay? And Jesus is not going to, not only to fix your broken parts, not only to get everything fixed, but also to repurpose it. He will commission you, will anoint you, so that your life will have a new purpose. And that is to become the fishers of men, the salt of the world, who will attract people come to know you and to know the Jesus inside you. To be the fishers of men, that you will be able to see people come to Jesus through your daily life, through your dedication, through your lips, through your love, and through your life in the marketplace. You are going to experience something that you never see before, that you yourself can be a missionary in your marketplace, and you and your contribution in prayer, in giving, and your time to participate in short-term mission or long-term mission can be used by God and turn it to be a big blessing to a community, to many families, and even to a very special ethnic group. And he will make you the fishers of men. I think I have a few more minutes. You know? And Jesus today is telling you that you can go deeper in your life. Because when go deeper, you can be stronger. And you can go further. I'm going to tell you some of my stories. Of course, I have many stories to tell. I don't think I can finish. You can invite me to come back for part two and part three. But when we refer to the Acts of chapter 1 and chapter 8, you can see that. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you. That means that your spiritual life, your experience with the Spirit, let the power of the Holy Spirit comes on you, because you cleanse yourself, because you have the thirst and desire inside your life and your heart that the Holy Spirit is ready for you. You go deeper, you'll be stronger, you have the power and strength, and then you will be my witness in Jerusalem and in all Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. You can go further. Responding to the call, be a fisher of men wherever you are, wherever you go. Your marketplace is your pulpit. And through your lips, and through your love, and through your life, be the salt of the world. And let people know Jesus through you. Go deeper in your spiritual life. Okay? Every morning through your devotion, the quiet time. Yeah? After prayer, after reading the scripture, after meditation, after asking the Holy Spirit to work inside, deep inside your heart. When you come out from the room, when you come out from your house, yeah, you should become more salty. So that when people come close to you, they will feel thirst. It will make you stronger. Okay? Go deeper and will help you hear Him clearer. In fact, MBTS and myself, we have a lot of story. Even for China Mission in 1995, you can see, yeah, my size were different. In 1995, I took 10 students, and that was the first overseas mission trip for MBTS to China. And I was so amazed, because my student, we went to Guangzhou, they talked to them in Cantonese. We went to this Hakka Qingyan. One can speak Hakka. And then we went to Fuzhou. We have Fuzhou. And we met all the China people. We spoke in Mandarin. We met the missionary. We can communicate in English. And there was one occasion when the locals, my student and missionary, together in a room, they want to discuss something. And then my student want to interact within their small group in front of them. They communicated in Bahasa. Yeah. And that time, 30 years ago, I know that God has something very special for Malaysian churches, especially the Chinese church. We, Malaysia, is a mission field for missionary to come. But Malaysia also should be a missionary training factories that we can send our people to the world, to many, many places to do cross-cultural missions. And God revealed strategies. In 911, I was in the river, Jordan River, doing missions. And then the next day, I went to Alexandria, Egypt, northern part. I went to do a church planting together with a partner. We planted a church. I visited a non-believers with a local pastors. And then the non-believers saw me all the stuff made in China. He said that we make friends. In fact, they are missionary from USA, and then yeah, from UK, and then from Korea. And the local pastor told me, yeah, they all are missionary. But when should we wait How long should we wait? Will we wait until we see a Chinese missionary? Because they never see that. And you know that we Chinese, Malaysian Chinese, we should be the best missionary in the world, okay? The Chinese missionary first went to Africa. The African, when they saw Chinese, they were so happy. They say, wow, your color just nice, not too dark and not too white. Yeah. And then Africa, Egyptians, Jordanian, Arabs, all the missionary, they ask, when can Chinese church send missionary to this part of the world? I came back to MBTS. When I pray, I ask God, the calling are so clear, are so strong, and the next are huge. What can we do? And in prayer, Jesus, the Lord told me that I have sown you. They say, I didn't see. Immediately, I saw the logo, the printing, yeah, which I saw in many, many places in the world, made in China. And then from that day onwards, it's about 24 years, I changed my strategy. Last time in China, I helped the poor, helped to build out, set up primary school, okay, and special training for certain people's group. But 25 years ago, we helped to set up Bible school, we helped to set up seminary, we helped to set up missionary training schools. After 15 years, we began to send China missionary to all the provinces in China, to Central Asia, to Middle East, to Israel, to Africa, to Southeast Asia, because the vision is one day we'll let the whole world to see missionary made in China. That is only one story, but I don't have time to continue. Yeah, this is made in China story. We still have made in Middle East stories. Yeah. We have the 21st Macedonian call since 2019. I went there. I met with the president of the Evangelical Church in North Macedonia. We planned together to plant churches, 3, 5, 10, 20, 30 churches. And even pandemic didn't stop us. Even the president died because of COVID. But it didn't stop the mission movement in North Macedonia. Even during COVID, we helped to buy 2 church properties, train so many people to reach out to the Greek Orthodox and to reach out to the majority people in Europe. All because we are willing to go where God wants us to go. When we go deeper, we can hear clearer. When we obey, God is going to show you more. Show you more. You have tried many times. You have tried so long, but not really have result. But if you come back to God, hear Him clearly, where is the right side? Then you go, there'll be lots of fish. Because He is the one who sent us, who guide us. He's the one who do it, and not us. I would like to thank Pantai Baptist for being a greatest supporter to MBTS. We are not doing theological education, but also we are doing cross-cultural world missions. You know, we set up missionaries, training center, and seminaries. Now in 10 different countries, we operate more than 100 Bible schools now. And we see many people being trained and be sent to the mission field. So thank you for including us in your mission plan and continue in your mission budget, please. May God bless you. Amen.